Before we dive into today's trend topic on the IU Medical School, first, let's revisit yesterday's pre-proposal conference, which was attended by developers and investors who were there to ask questions about proposal requirements. The question and answer portion of this meeting was strangely quiet. Likely because potential competitors were seated in close quarters inside Old National's auditorium. So Tom Morrison, the Vice President for Capital Planning and Facilities at IU, did most of the talking to fill that silence.
Again, we appreciate your taking the time this morning. We're glad that the weather is nice, and for those of you that traveled to be here, for it to be a nice winter day.
Meanwhile, local investors, contractors, and developers listened intently. I saw folks from Energy Systems Group and Skanska, both based here in Evansville. And president of the Evansville Redevelopment Commission, Ed Hafer, was seated in the back row next to Mayor Lloyd Winicky. IU's Tom Morrison concluded the meeting, reiterating that the university is impartial to the whereabouts of the new medical school, but more interested in seeing the most creative and well-financed proposals.
We do seek to have input members on the group from the local community here in Evansville. The only stipulation we have there, and Kirk White is working on this, is that any of those people have to be totally non-conflicted, meaning they cannot have any kind of an interest in this project. That may wipe out most of Evansville. But
shortly after the chuckles, the group of fierce competitors again went oddly silent.
Other questions? Confusions?
Cass Harrington, WNIN News. Support for The Trend comes from members of the local programming fund. I'm Cass Harrington, and we're going to take a quick break. After that, we will hear from Mayor Lloyd Winicky.
Support comes in part from Raven Tire and Auto Service, a proud sponsor of WNIN programming. Raven offers a selection of tire brands, including Michelin and Goodyear, along with complete auto service and recommended maintenance by trained technicians. Information on the web at raventire.com. Coming up on The Trend, an interview with Evansville Mayor Lloyd Winicky.
I'm Cass Harrington, and you're listening to The Trend. Today, we are taking a very close, thorough look at the IU Medical School, trying to pull in as many perspectives and updates as possible. First up, we have Mayor Lloyd Winicky, who, as you know, is the steadfast tin soldier for downtown development. We've seen in this past year alone the Convention Hotel, and right now we are experiencing the development of a medical school here in Evansville. And the mayor, of course, is behind a downtown location. We have heard of possibly four, but in this upcoming interview, we'll hear how he has narrowed it down to two, likely one, for the required proposal. Mayor, good morning. Thanks
good morning.
For coming on the program.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
To start, I wanted to bring the listeners up to speed. IU submitted its RFP last week. And I understand, actually, the first pre-proposal conference
the pre-bid
is this week.
Conference is Thursday.
Thursday.
So we'll attend that. I suspect there will be a lot of interested eyes and ears there.
Mm-hmm.
Developers, potential developers who have questions about the RFP. The RFP's 30 pages in length, spells out specifically the site requirements for the project. But that will be the first sort of public meeting since the RFP has been released.
And what is the city doing right now to prepare for this proposal?
The city's going down sort of a number of parallel paths. Some of these paths began weeks and months ago. Months ago, we started with engaging a commercial realtor who could investigate securing land for us in the downtown area. Clearly, there's some land that the city already controls, but there's a lot of land that we could potentially use for this project that we do not control. So the task of the commercial realtor was to obtain options on significant pieces of property that we could make a part of this project. So that's been going on for quite a while. We've also had a sort of a design plan team that has been working, and included on that team, besides myself and members of our administration from the Department of Metropolitan Development, members Ed Hafer from our Redevelopment Commission, a local architect, as well as an urban planner. So we have actually come up with two very exciting concepts, one for different sites. So we have.
So it's narrowed down to two right now.
Well, it's really narrowed to one.
Okay.
But we have two sites that we've laid concepts out on. But we have a preferred site, and but this plan and design team, for lack of a better phrase, has really been working on sort of conceptually what this campus could look like. And a lot of that work was done prior to the RFP coming out, so we didn't really know for sure how much square footage, as an example, we would need in that. So now we're to the point of, refining that. At Tuesday's Redevelopment Commission meeting, the Redevelopment Commission approved a request for qualifications. So we're seeking qualifications from developers who could assist the city in developing this project, because the RFP is really for a development.
Mm-hmm. And, and part of those requirements, it was like a 10-year minimum of experience, and it was defined pretty clearly.
So while the city has a big interest in it being downtown, we don't have the qualifications as a developer, so we need to engage a developer. And while we don't believe we are statutorily required to go through an RFQ process, we think it's probably in our best interest, and certainly in the interest of transparency, that we go through this process. So interested developers who meet the requirements laid out in the RFP by IU have until January 3rd to submit their qualifications to the city. On January 7th, the city will say, okay, it's the XYZ team consisting of whomever they decide to partner with. So then we would hand over all the things we've done, the security of the land, all the options that we have on land are assignable to a developer. We would hand over our concepts and all of our ideas that we think we would like, sort of the general look of how we would like this campus to look at the site we're looking at. So we would hand all that over to the development team, and then we would work in partnership with them between that date and January 31st, when the response to IU is due. And so we'll be refining the concept. We'll be working on subsidies, and we'll at some point in probably mid part of January, we'll sit down with members of the city council to figure out what kind of subsidies would be needed.
And that would include like TIFs.
Well, we would probably be using the downtown TIF. There is a downtown TIF, and that has it generates a little over $7 million annually in revenue. So it's likely we would use that as our primary funding source, which would give us the ability to bond a fair amount over a 20-year period. So we think we have a lot of financial capacity to proceed with this project. So,
and that's important. I had Shoulders in here last week, and he said, I mean, one of the biggest things is money. That's going to make a big sell for IU.
Clearly, IU would like to, they want to spend, like most people, as little money as possible. We believe, we being the city of Evansville, believe that this offers such a great economic impact for the city. You know, we'll be at the table offering incentives that we think can land it here. Probably the 800-pound gorilla in the room is Ivy Tech, and I mean this in a really positive way. Ivy Tech has committed to move all of its health science programming to this campus, all of it. So that means on day one when the campus opens, there will be 1,600 to 2,000 people on this campus. So there will be more undergraduate students on this campus than graduate students. We've given a lot of attention, and understandably so, to the medical school component. But what Ivy Tech is going to bring to the table, what USI and the University of Evansville are all going to bring to the table, not only from a graduate level, but also from an undergraduate level, that's going to really drive this project. Ivy Tech's needs are one of the reasons they need 170,000 square feet.
Okay. Well, let's go back. I understand you're not going to reveal to the public the site until January 31st. But what exactly is the city doing to make a strong case for a downtown location? What is there in that site, that ideal location, that aside from the tax incentives that would help?
We think a lot of things in no particular order. Because of Ivy Tech's big presence on this campus, we think the importance of public transportation can't be undersold or oversold, actually. Our site will be very close to the main transfer point for the bus station, for the bus system, for Metz. So we think the access to public transportation will be really, really critical. We think the access and the proximity to a patient population that could conceivably benefit from ancillary clinics that could develop as a result of this project would also be a huge benefit. Third, we think that the cultural amenities of downtown are really so close. You know, if a student, no matter where they are in school, has a free evening, and we understand medical students don't have a lot of free time, but if they'd like to get out and go to a hockey game, a basketball game, or go to the symphony, they're within walking distance of doing so. So the walkability and the livability of downtown, we think, will really trump the other sites.
That's me talking with Mayor Lloyd Winicky, why he thinks a downtown location for the IU Medical School would make a strong case based on students' quality of life. He mentioned walkability. Well, coming up later on in this segment, my colleague John Gibson is going to talk to some officials in Greensboro, North Carolina, who are making the same case for a medical school facility, research facility, in their downtown. But let's go back and finish up that conversation with Mayor Lloyd Winicky.
Support comes in part from Evansville Day School, partnering with parents to offer a student-centered education program for students junior pre-kindergarten through 12th grade. More information at evansvilledayschool.org or 812-476-3039. Up next on The Trend, more of Cass's interview with Evansville Mayor Lloyd Winicky.
We were aware of the danger. We could not keep away. Miles away.
Let's go back to that conversation with Mayor Lloyd Winicky. In this second portion of the tape, he will talk about his vision and where the IU Medical School downtown fits within his idea for Evansville's future. As you may have heard, I spoke to Paul Perry, and he spoke on behalf of why downtown isn't necessarily ideal. And the patient population point that you just brought up, he said, doesn't relate to this site because it's just a school, you know, it's not, you know, the residency. And what can you speak to that?
Well, as I said, it's the clinics that could pop up as a result of that being there. I've already spoken to a not-for-profit organization that wants to expand its medical and dental ministries that are currently in the center city. They'd like to expand and maybe have them attached to the clinic. So I understand that the med school itself is not going to be the source for these clinics, but it could be the ancillary projects that come up because of the proximity. So it's the synergy of the project, not because it's the med school. We understand that.
Mm-hmm. Well, what about the point that this campus is intended to serve the region, not just Evansville, that it's there for Owensboro and Jasper and so on? And, you know, Perry said that because of that, 69 and the Lloyd makes it the hub for the region. What do you have to say about that?
Well, I think you have to look at who's going to benefit from, you know, who's going to be on the campus. You're going to have medical school students at the graduate level who are going to be, you know, mainly living on the campus or near the campus. So it's not that people from Owensboro are going to be driving to. I mean, I understand that some students may be driving to Owensboro and some physicians may be driving to from Owensboro, but it's mainly, the campus is really about the students. So the fact that a Warwick County site might be technically and geographically closer to I-69, I can't dispute that. But the fact that downtown Evansville is 7 to 8 minutes away, I don't think really makes us unattractive from an accessibility standpoint.
Mm-hmm. And is that a key point you're going to highlight with IU's board, that quality of life for the students is kind of a primary attraction for the downtown location?
If you look at the RFP, and I forget the exact phraseology, but it says something about, you know, we want you to clearly give us what we need and more.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the "and more," to me, really speaks to downtown. The cultural amenities. I mean, we'll be within a walking distance of some museums. In fact, most of the museums in town. So, you know, that's something that other sites can't offer. So we'll be going through the RFP, and it gets a 30-page RFP. We'll be going through it with a fine-tooth comb, outlining every possible way we think downtown is a better site from the others. And, you know, and I would grant you this, wherever it lands, whether it's Warwick County, East Side, downtown, or on the University of Southern Indiana campus, I mean, our entire region does benefit. Mm-hmm. There is no doubt about that. And there are certainly assets and benefits to each of the sites that everyone sort of knows may be interested. As mayor, though, I just happen to think downtown's a little better than the others.
Yeah.
Well, it's a friendly competition.
How do you think it would affect Evansville if it ended up on the East Side or USI's campus?
I think you have to look at one of the primary goals for the medical school component of it, and that is to help build a pipeline of physicians and other medical professionals that is really currently starting to dwindle all across the country. The federal government has encouraged medical schools across the country to increase enrollment. So one of the main purposes of this project, the expansion of this from a 2-year to a 4-year medical school program, is to increase the pipeline of doctors. What the research shows is that 7 in 10 doctors stay in the communities in which they do their residency. So to the extent that this program, in conjunction with partnering hospitals in the region, can build robust residency programs, that's how we benefit. We build a pipeline of medical professionals that is really starting to dwindle.
Mm-hmm. Well, how would a downtown location fit in with your notion of the downtown cityscape, with, you know, the convention hotel and the center and the park possibly?
You know, I think you have to look at the new sense of vibrancy that would be created with this. You know, if it's downtown, if there are 1,600 new people downtown tomorrow, if that campus opened tomorrow, and all of a sudden there were 1,600 more people downtown tomorrow that were here today, I think that speaks a lot to that would drive additional investment in terms of restaurants and shops and bars, but also housing.
Well, when I spoke to your chief of staff last week, he said there were 4 potential sites on the table, but now we hear 2, perhaps 1.
We have looked at, during the course of the last several months, we have looked at several downtown locations. There were 2 that stuck out to us.
The Greyhound bus station, former Greyhound bus, is that one of them?
Well, you know, we'll just have to wait till January 31st to find out.
Well,
I think it's important. We're not just trying to be coy, just to be coy.
Mm-hmm.
But this is, as everyone can tell, a very competitive situation, and not just between sites in terms of Warwick County, East Side, downtown, or the university. There are people who own property downtown who might want to try and benefit from the situation, and we want to keep our cards as close to the vest as possible. But when we submit our response to the RFP on January 31st, it will become a public document, and everyone will know what our site is.
Well, my final question.
Sure.
We've heard IU say they're not in the business of urban renewal, and this would be, whether you're demolishing a building or building up, it would be urban renewal. What do you have to say to that?
Well, we understand that. We believe that to be true. I mean, they're not looking to revitalize our downtown. But I think the city of Evansville will make an extraordinarily compelling case that a downtown urban campus will be just what medical school students and undergraduate students really want in a campus. an urban campus. The concepts we have are very exciting. They are vibrant. They will bring a new sense of energy to downtown. Downtown redevelopment will just happen to be a byproduct of us developing a really exciting concept and placing it in a part of the downtown that I think people will be very happy with.
Well, thanks for joining me today.
My pleasure.
Appreciate it.
Sure.
That was me talking with Mayor Lloyd Winicky, a very confident Mayor Lloyd Winicky, talking about the, quote, competitive situation of this contested location for the medical school campus. And his case was it's going to make the downtown location would be a symbiotic relationship. It would benefit IU, and similarly, obviously, downtown Evansville would benefit. But similarly, leaders in Greensboro, North Carolina, have chosen a downtown site for five colleges to share a campus with a focus on healthcare. Sounds familiar. We couldn't help but notice this similarity to the IU Med School project, so WNIN's John Gibson spoke to one of the Greensboro project's leaders, Pat Danahy.
Pat Danahy, President and CEO of the Greensboro Partnership.
All right, well, Pat, can you tell us what's the plan for a combined university campus there in Greensboro?
We have seven colleges and universities that have a presence in our city limits and 47,000 college students. And several years ago, we put together a group that looked around, came up with a model that we wanted to follow that put these the university presidents and chancellors together with some key business leaders and other civic leaders. About 22 people are on the operating group, or the task force, if you will, that developed a plan to take advantage, full advantage, from an economic development point of view and also from a community vibrancy point of view, and from the businesses that were at the table, of the higher education assets, research, et cetera, the students, et cetera, that we had, in terms of transforming the economy in our community from a basic manufacturing economy to a knowledge-based economy.
I understand this combined university campus that you folks are planning that'll be in downtown, is that right?
Yeah, the fourth thing that we've put in place is the university, the combined university campus. And the idea there is to get to find a program, and we've looked at four or five different programs, if you will, that would be needed in our community, take advantage of the colleges and universities that we have, and also maybe put us on the national or the international screen, if you will, for something special.
Mm-hmm.
And the university campus that is being put into place, we decided on a location and the first building for it, and it'll be related to healthcare and the nursing practice with we feel like it'll be an extraordinarily simulation lab that'll be something that will be recognized for nationally and perhaps on an international stage also.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got a one-story building that's about 100,000 square feet that's got we'll have both teaching simulation labs, classrooms, et cetera, and it'll be used by out of the seven colleges and universities, by four of them, including our health system here. So it's something that none of them could have put in place individually, but together we're able to put it together. And again, it serves, I think, from a healthcare point of view, we're going to see nurses do more and more in terms of providers, and there's going to be a need for a higher level of skill, higher education credentials out of the nursing population. So we're in position to deliver that for our community.
Now, why did organizers choose a downtown site?
The idea was that we have these seven colleges and universities with a presence within our downtown. We're looking at increasing the vibrancy of our downtown, increasing the activity. We have a couple of schools, one college and one university, that was looking for more of an urban experience for their students. So the downtown was kind of a natural thing, and we saw that in Spokane. Spokane, Washington, is a place that we visited. They had regenerated their downtown, and a big part of it started with a university campus downtown. So it just made sense. We were looking, though, focused on the revitalization of our downtown, and this fit with that strategy and the activities toward that end.
Uh-huh. Now, here in Evansville, we have supporters of a downtown campus for this new medical school, while some support a suburban campus that's near an existing medical facility. Were any outlying areas considered there in Greensboro?
No, we were focused on doing something within the city limits, but actually more we were in the process of constructing a greenway. We don't have a river, so we are fortunate, unique in terms of mid-sized cities, 250 to 300,000 people, and we're about a third of the way with completing a greenway that's a 4.2-mile. Almost oval track around our really core downtown and the campus. We wanted to put it inside that core. Again, a focus for our city is to regenerate and develop the downtown. This university district is one piece of it. A new performing arts center that is in the process of being put together as another part of it.
I see. Well, Pat, I appreciate you chatting with us here. Good luck on your project there, and thanks once again.
Yeah, good luck on yours too, John.
That was my colleague and friend John Gibson talking with someone from Greensboro, North Carolina, about a similar situation regarding a joint project of universities and a medical research facility downtown. So we've heard from two champions of urban renewal. Next, in the second segment, we're going to move to a different perspective, an opposing view, not necessarily against a downtown location, but saying it's not exactly the optimal one, as we've heard from civic and business leaders in town. So here's an interview I did with Paul Perry, the president of Tri-State Orthopedic Surgeons. Dr. Paul Perry, where do you think the new medical school campus is going to be? Downtown, that location.
Well, it's my opinion that the preferred downtown location is the two city blocks bordered by 2nd Street and 4th Street and Sycamore and to the southwest, which I just went blank on the name of the street. But it's basically where the Greyhound bus station sits at this time, and the area around the old post office. That's my opinion about the preferred downtown location.
What's informing your opinion?
Well, I'm sitting on the site selection committee for the that's been put together as a community board by Trip Umbaugh and Associates, which is the consultant that they brought in.
Right.
Now, of course, the mayor hasn't made any specific announcement, but it's my opinion that that's the preferred downtown location, and I haven't seen any evidence to suggest otherwise.
Well, I understand that despite this information, you've written a column in the Courier and Press actually denouncing a downtown location.
Well, denouncing would be too strong of a language.
Well,
here's my view. My view is that a lot of voices have been willing to stand up and say why a downtown location is, to use the Courier Press term, logical, which I wouldn't necessarily agree with that, but not a lot. And it makes sense. The civic leadership of Evansville, which includes the mayor and the council, and what I'll call the captains of downtown industry, and we kind of know who those people are, are supporting the downtown location. So if you are a downtown supporter, of course putting the medical school seems logical because that's about urban renewal. But it now put yourself wearing the hat of the medical school and all the other programs, because this is a medical school and a whole lot more. So put your hat on and say, if I was the medical school, where should I be?
Or the medical student.
Or the medical student, that's right. But there, it's more than the students, because you've got the faculty and the staff and all the other things that go in. And remember, this is a regional facility. It's not an Evansville facility. It's a facility for Evansville, of course. But it is for Princeton and Jasper and Owensboro and Henderson, and it's for our region. So when you look at it from a broader perspective, there's a lot of arguments that perhaps it shouldn't be downtown and that it should be in a location which allows for expansion, which has a lower cost, which is more easily accessible in the region.
Or what about the argument about a more diverse population of patients?
Well, because patient care is not going to be provided in this facility. That's a very interesting thing that I hear the downtown supporters say, and it's just not true. There's no patient care that's going to be provided in this facility. The patient care,
because there's no residencies.
There's no clinics.
Right.
Well, there are going to be residencies
in the downtown.
At the hospitals, mm-hmm. not in this facility. The hospitals and the physicians' offices and the clinics, like Echo Clinic, which is downtown, those facilities are going to be where students go to take care of patients, where residents are taking care of patients. So, if you now let's take a step back again and say, how is healthcare, which is a huge part of our local economy, how is it growing here in the area? And if you were a urban planner, what do you see happening? Well, what's happening is that's all moving to the transportation hub of the tri-state, which is Indiana 66, better known as the Lloyd Expressway, mm-hmm. and the future I-69. That is the hub of the tri-state. It's not in the downtown. And as much as we would will it to be that way, it's not. And I haven't been against the Ford Center being downtown or any of the other things that are happening downtown, which I think are good for the downtown. But the medical school has no vested interest, or the Ivy Tech programs have no vested interest, or the USI healthcare programs have no vested interest, or the U of E healthcare programs have no vested interest in a downtown location. It's not close to where patients are being taken care of. Mm-hmm. It's not close to the transportation hub of the tri-state. And, you know, what about the cost? Downtown, where you're going to have two city blocks, or maybe if they're lucky, they can buy some property and have four city blocks, you're still going to have to build up skyscraper-like urban and have parking garages. Those aren't inexpensive. And what if a biotech firm wants to come in and locate near the new healthcare facility? Where's that going to happen? So where's the room for expansion? So I feel like my role isn't to be bashing the downtown. It's to ask very important, critical questions that are going to impact the economic impact and longevity of the project. Because this is a project that my grandkids are going to see and use potentially if they want to do healthcare. And I'm not that young. So, you know, it's going to go. This is a 50-year perspective that we ought to be thinking about or put our hats on and look at. So that's why I'm passionate about it.
Well, what about, okay, yeah, let's talk about your grandkids. If they were to, you know, say, yeah, I want to be a doctor just like my grandfather, and they go through medical school, would their quality of life, I mean, is that a concern in this decision? I mean, would a downtown campus perhaps be more appealing to
medical
students?
Well, see, you and I are in different generations, right? So the millennials probably do like that urban option.
I'm smiling because we just had a show talking about this exact same thing a few weeks ago, but go on.
Yeah, and so I get that. But all I can draw on is the experience that I see from other cities. Now, in Indianapolis, the med school is downtown with IUPUI, which is a very large campus with proximity to hospitals, and I think people live downtown, students live downtown. Now go to Louisville, mm-hmm. which you're more familiar with.
Yes.
In Louisville, the med school is also downtown. The students do not live there. So building this downtown does not guarantee that students are going to live downtown, and that is a, you know, we don't know. I can't predict, you can't predict, nor can anybody who's involved with this project predict whether that's going to draw people to live downtown or not. Now, you know, what if they build it on the east side and students decide to live downtown? That'd be okay too, right? So you're connecting to issues which maybe ought not to be connected.
Yeah, urban development and a medical education
facility, right.
You're listening to The Trend. I am your host, Cass Harrington, and we are going to take a quick break.
You're listening to The Trend on WNIN-FM. Coming up next, the rest of Cass's interview with Dr. Paul Perry, an interview with an IU Med student, and we'll bring you up to date with the latest on all four IU Med School proposals. That's up next on The Trend.
You're listening to The Trend. Today we're talking all IU Med School here in Evansville. We're going back to my conversation with Paul Perry, the president of Tri-State Orthopedic Surgeons, and he's also on the advising committee for Trip Umba, the consultant for IU's medical school. Well, if you were the one making this decision.
If I got to be king of the world.
There you go. And you were looking at these four proposals. Which one do you think best serves the interests of a university?
For me, and I think I represent a majority of the view of the medical community, so that's my bias. Mm-hmm. I mean, because we all are going to have some.
Sure.
The physician perspective, my perspective, is to build it in proximity to the hospitals, and that is going to be, and where the hospitals will eventually be, because the new Deaconess Hospital's at Gateway. St. Mary's owns quite a large tract of land adjacent or catacorner basically to the Deaconess property, and they're already building a small facility, but one day they'll build a much larger facility. So for me personally, and in the interest of full disclosure, I'm working with the Warwick County proposal, and I feel that's the best spot is in the proximity to the Gateway Hospital, Epworth Road and Indiana 66.
Mm-hmm. Well, my last question, do you get the sense that politics is driving this decision in perhaps an unfair way?
Well, no, let me say it this way. Politics will absolutely drive this decision, but not necessarily in an unfair way. I think the processes in place is very fair. The proposals, there's going to be four proposals. They're going to be vetted by the Indiana University School of Medicine and eventually by the Indiana University Board of Trustees. To my knowledge, Evansville only has one member on the Board of Trustees.
Yes, I actually spoke with him yesterday, Pat Shoulders, and he works downtown. But he says fairly he's considering that he has two hats, two very separate hats. So
and then that recommendation will go to the governor's office. That's when the politics starts. Mm. So I think the politics doesn't come in until Governor Pence weighs in on the topic. And, of course, he'll have lots of pressure from the mayor, who's a Republican, as is the governor. He'll have a lot of pressure from the state legislature delegation. And I know that Suzanne Crouch is very involved in this in the same way that I am in serving on committees. So there's good, yes, of course, politics is going to play a role in this, of course. I just hope that that when the final decision is made, that it's made thoughtfully and with an eye to not what it can do for, what can it do for me lately, but what it can do for the entire community over the next 50 years.
In terms of?
Economic development, growth. Look, what we're going to be doing here, let's just cut to the chase. What we're doing here is we are educating the people that are going to be our doctors, who are going to take care of us when we're sick in the hospital, our nurses, our physical therapists, our respiratory therapists, the OR staffs for the surgical suites. I mean, all the people that are going to take care of me when I'm sick someday, we're educating them. So let's do it right. Mm-hmm. And let's do it in a way that will benefit the whole tri-state and let this thing grow and blossom and become whatever it can be.
That's an interesting perspective. One thing's for sure is it will bring more healthcare coverage to the region.
No question about that. I mean, we talk about the coming doctor shortage, potentially with the Affordable Care Act. This helps to address that, because not only are we going to educate doctors, but we're going to train them through graduate medical education in our hospitals. And we'll be talking about family practitioners, internists, obstetricians and gynecologists, surgeons, and psychiatrists. That's all part of the plan. And then I didn't mention the dental school, I think, is mm-hmm. part of it too. But yeah, it's extremely exciting. This is a not only once in a generation opportunity, but really once in a lifetime. And the economic impact cannot be overestimated. It's on par with the Toyota project, which we all can understand how much that's done for our community.
Mm-hmm. Certainly. Well, Dr. Perry, thank you so much for coming on the program.
Thank you for having me and letting me give my opinions.
That was me talking with Paul Perry last week. I have an update from him that we will place in the final segment of our show later on. For now, I spoke with a medical student from IU. His name is Ethan Oates, and he's a third-year student. He did his first 2 years here in Evansville that's located and housed at USI. So he's got a kind of a multidimensional perspective. He can compare where he is now, Indianapolis, to his experience here in Evansville. So let's take a listen to that. Ethan, I understand that you started on the track, the two-year campus at USI through IU. As you know, IU is looking at expanding to a four-year campus in Evansville. So I wanted to know, based on your time here in Evansville, have you developed kind of an opinion of where would be an ideal location from the perspective of a medical student?
Yeah, I think there's two main factors that the students would consider when picking a location. Students want to live close to where they're going to school. And I think when you're comparing a downtown location to an east side location by a gateway, I think the east side location would be a lot more appealing for students to live by. I think that they feel more comfortable living there. And the second factor is, I'm not sure how aware the public is of this, but a lot of the clinical faculty that teach at the med school are local doctors that are volunteering, taking time away from their practices and patients. And so it's a lot more appealing for doctors to be willing to do that if they're able to just walk over to a campus that's right near their hospital. You know, currently we're on the west side. It's very difficult to get physicians to drive all the way across town to come and lecture to us. However, I think either the gateway site or the downtown site would be relatively equal with the main campus being downtown. But, you know, on the other hand, the east side location does have a very nice gateway facility with a lot of physicians out there.
But what about, I mean, you said, it sounds like to me, correct me if I'm wrong, the east side is more appealing to you than downtown because of the proximity to hospitals. But what about walkability or just ability to get around in a short distance? It seems med students would definitely need a car if they were living on the east side.
Yeah, that's true. You know, that hasn't really been an issue yet with the campus currently being at USI. You know, all students lived off campus, all students drove to campus, and, you know, it would be nice to be able to walk, but currently that hasn't really been an issue.
So give the listeners an idea maybe how, you know, now you're an M3 at Indianapolis now. Your living situation there comparing to Evansville, has your quality of life as a medical student changed given the campus layout and how you're living there?
It's significantly different. There's definitely pros and cons. Currently live in Indianapolis about 20 to 25 minutes away from campus. A shorter commute would be ideal, and Evansville definitely offered that. The good thing about Indianapolis is you have so many hospitals right on campus, essentially to one location to get to Wishart Hospital, the VA, University Hospital, and Riley Hospital, which is very nice. All those are within walking distance, and there certainly are a significant amount of housing opportunities there within walking distance to campus, which is nice, and I would say there's more housing within walking distance up there than say, probably either location in Evansville.
The city really obviously wants a downtown location for many reasons, but primarily urban development. They anticipate that it will bring more businesses downtown, more foot traffic, more energy. And I wonder, you can't speak for all medical students, but mm-hmm. but do you even care?
Yeah, so that's a good question. You know, personally, I do. I think that's an interest of mine, just being from southern Indiana, not too far away from Evansville. you know, I can't speak for other students. We had lots of students in my class from the Indianapolis area and northern Indiana who may not have that invested interest. I think that's a very good vision for what downtown could be, and I think that idea is appealing. I don't know if students would buy in right away because of how far away we are, even if ground is broken here in the next few years. You know, the time until completion, you know, might make that seem like something students may not be quite yet excited for. But, you know, in the future, if it does go as planned and does bring about more housing, restaurants, entertainment, all that kind of stuff to downtown, that would be an added bonus, because I think the goal of this expanded campus down here is to entice more people from the area to stay down there, and those students from other parts of the state and the country to want to come to this campus. And so I think the vision is good there and could really bring about a lot of promising things. The other aspect of downtown that, you know, if the development does occur, I think that could be very beneficial for students is if, you know, we can get some more interaction with the underserved population there living in that area. If there were to be some sort of health clinic similar to an echo clinic that already exists that would be affiliated with the school where students could be seeing patients, you know, at an earlier stage than they do now, I think that would be something students would really look forward to. There's a similar clinic in Indianapolis where med students in their first 2 years can volunteer at, and if something like that were to develop downtown, you know, maybe that would give students a little more incentive to have the downtown location, knowing that they're going to have this clinic there for them to get early practice from the get-go and to have that nearby their housing.
That was me talking with Ethan Oates. He's a third-year medical student at IU, and his first 2 years were on the Evansville campus that's housed at USI. So we've heard from two alternate perspectives to the downtown one we've heard so much about. So I thought that we would give you a rundown, an update from each of the four sites we have heard from so far. In that second segment, we heard from Paul Perry, who is supporting a Warwick County location. I spoke with him yesterday, and so this was also yesterday was the day of the pre-proposal conference. And Perry told me that the Warwick County group was surprised by the RFP's requirements for a developer. He called this a paradigm shift regarding a privatization of education. And so that was really interesting to me. Also, we heard from the mayor, who is obviously behind a downtown location in that first segment, and they have it finaled down to a singular site. So we will obviously not hear from the details until the January 31st deadline. And I'm going to toss this over to my colleague Steve Berger, who's been on the phone this morning making calls to hear from the other two locations.
Well, Cass, to round out the four proposals that have been put forth early on in the process, we spoke with Steve Martin, who is the CEO of the Martin Group, and that's the Promenade site. I spoke with him this morning. He says they are still in the process. They are still submitting a proposal, and this is kind of interesting. Martin says he was not surprised that IU would want a private developer to build a facility and then lease it back. Now, while they are developers, Martin says they do not have the experience and expertise listed in the RFP, so they have partnered with another developer who he declined to name. Now, one interesting comment from Steve Martin this morning in terms of competing with the city of Evansville's proposal, he said, quote, "You never have a leg up against government. They have lots of resources they can bring to bear to enhance their proposal." He says, "We just hope that those same resources would be available to us if we are the developer selected." And I also contacted the University of Southern Indiana, because that was the fourth site that's been listed since early in the process. And Mark Rozewski, who is the Vice President for Finance and Administration, sent this back. He said, quote, "The University of Southern Indiana campus has hosted the Indiana University Medical School Evansville on its campus for 40 years. USI has been in serious consideration as the site of the Academic Health Science and Research Center since this project's inception. We are currently reviewing the RFP and intend to respond
by the January 31st deadline. Again, that's Mark Rozewski, Vice President for Finance and Administration at USI. So there you are, up to date. That's all. That's the latest on all four of those proposals.
Certainly. So it sounds like everyone is going to keep mum until that January 31st deadline. Thank you, Steve. So we have reached the end of today's trend, but of course, the conversation doesn't end here. Last week, I caught up with local attorney Pat Shoulders, who's on the board of trustees at IU, and in sum, he told me that he's wearing two hats in this decision. On the one hand, he's a lifelong Evansvillian. He can see the vacant buildings from his downtown office, but he maintains that he has an obligation to the board and his alma mater, so he, along with IU, plans to stick with the legal procedure laid out before them. Proposals are due, as we've heard, January 31st, and an announcement is expected by early spring. We will keep an eye out for you and continue to keep you informed. I'm your host, Cass Harrington. Thank you so much for listening, and have a great holiday. The Trend is a production of WNIN in collaboration with the Evansville Courier and Press. This episode was produced by myself, with help from John Gibson, the newest addition to WNIN News. Steve Berger engineered today's program, and the theme music, well, not today at least, was written by Jeffrey Osman. I'm Cass Harrington. This is WNIN-FM Evansville, Henderson, and Owensboro.